As I said, the feast of the dedication of St. John Latin is a feast day about the communion of the churches. In Catholic teaching, every diocese, headed by a bishop, is a local church. And what keeps all these local churches in communion with each other, there are 196 such local churches in the U.S. alone, is their communion with the diocese of Rome, the local church of Rome, and the bishop of Rome. 14th today, right? At the Last Supper, Jesus prayed that his disciples would be one, that we would stay in communion with each other. Today we celebrate the anniversary of the dedication of the cathedral for Mother Church for the Bishop of Rome. Our communion with Pope Leo and with St. John Latin enables our communion with every other Catholic throughout the world. Bible reading for us to strive to be faithful to Jesus' solemn prayer at the Last Supper. In the first reading, Ezekiel tells us that the river of life flows from the temple and that the trees planted beside it yield fruit the year round, and the leaves of those trees are healing for the nation. Flows from the temple. For us, the temple is Jesus Christ. And every church, including St. John Latin, is a symbol of the body of Christ, the head and the members. And so the question becomes, what flows out from the body of Jesus Christ? First, the cross, but still today. Blood and water on the cross, the symbols of baptism and the Eucharist, but even more fundamentally, the Holy Spirit and the gospel flow from Jesus, bringing life to what is dead or dying. When we let the gospel penetrate our lives, we bear fruit, the fruit of virtues and good works in our world. We become leaves of peace and forgiveness, bringing healing to the nation. Need to be firmly planted along the flowing waters of the Eucharist and reconciliation that comes from the altar of God here in our midst. The Eucharist and reconciliation flow like rivers from the altar and the confessional into our hearts, provided that our hearts are not dammed up with it. Sometimes we keep those rivers at arm's length, letting in a trickle here or a trickle there. But if you break the dam and release the river, what might the Holy Spirit do with you? This is the school of virtue, the school of healing from the crooked truths of the world that the world would have to believe. The world and the church have very different views of our purpose here. For example, the world would have us believe that our purpose is about having the power to get what you want. The church would have us believe that our purpose is not about power at all, but about sacrifice. The world says that we are what we want, and our success lies in achieving what we want. The church says it's not about serving my wants. It's about serving my God, my brothers and sisters in need. I want nice clothes. God wants to clothe us in His grace. I want a new car. God wants us driven by His love alone. I want a big house. God wants us to be zealous for His house of prayer. I want the latest video game, iPod, iPhone, whatever it might be. Flat screen, high definition. God wants us to work and to play for His people and His vineyard. I want a beautiful spouse. God wants to give us the beauty and intimacy of heaven. Heaven calls for a heart that's free of lust. free to love all his people. To be free of lust and greed and selfishness is to be healed by the waters that flow from the gospel. It's also to be filled with genuine charity that overwhelms lust, generosity that overwhelms greed, humility that overwhelms selfishness. Is planting myself in the river of the gospel a sacrifice? Certainly. It uproots in me what works against holiness. It uproots fear. It takes real courage to sacrifice my precious ones. It plants in me new seeds of holiness, which are the seeds of the cross. When I first went to the seminary, I was running away from any number of problems. I wanted to be away from my family, at least for a while. I wanted to be away from some fear problems. I wanted God to go, poof, and all would be better. Oh, and I did think about the priesthood from time to time. My house, the house of my soul, was a marketplace, an entertainment center. And it was in seminary that I began to learn the house of my soul could also be a house of prayer. A house wherein the Father lives. You know, it's in the seminary, in college, that I like to say this anyway, that I began to fall deeply in love with God. And only then did I begin to learn how to love others. You probably know that pretty well for the past 45 years. If you choose to become houses of prayer, if you would desire to bear the fruit of virtues and be the leaves of healing and reconciliation, then plant yourselves firmly in the waters that flow from this altar and from the confessional. Plant yourselves in the waters of the gospel, in the waters of the Holy Spirit. Plant yourselves in your Eucharistic confession. By doing so, you won't change the world. But the world will no longer change you. Christ, his mother, and his church will change you. It's very likely you will change lives. It's beautiful beyond belief to be the instrument of change in the life of just one other person. Break whatever dam that pulls the river of life back from your heart. Release the river of communion with Christ with every member throughout the world that's part of the body of Christ. So here's the homework for the week. Pray with that image, the beautiful image, the river of life flowing from your altar and from the confessional, to bring life and healing to your heart and mind and soul.